The Near East Side redevelopment that's been a hallmark of the Indianapolis Super Bowl legacy project includes projects to make the area more livable. Bill Taft, executive director of the Local Initiative Support Corporation, says it's a good start to improving an urban community.
They have a long way to go up the hill, but they also have some great housing stock, a great 10th Street commercial district to build off of, proximity to downtown. So I would say that they have a lot to build from.
And he says it's the hope of many that this project will be a case study for other urban neighborhoods. While he sees a direct legacy for the city of Indianapolis, Jay Hine, president of the Sagamore Institute, believes the Indianapolis Super Bowl legacy project will change how NFL service projects are handled in the coming years.
I think by way of process as well as product, we will give ideas to the next Super Bowl cities and I think inspiration for them to reach higher and to extend their influence further than previous to the Indianapolis experience.
Back to the Near East Side, residents are already experiencing real change, and the legacy for them is reality now. Longtime resident Ruth Shaw has been an advocate for her neighborhood for decades and says seeing change finally come has meant a lot to her.
When you fight for something for so long and you don't get much, you get pretty doggone discouraged. And to have this come out and people say, we're going to help, and then I can go down the street and actually see physically that something is happening. That's a feeling I don't think I could really put into words.
If you missed a part of our Super Bowl Legacy series, you can listen online at WFYI.org/radio. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.